This dude gives his wife like a big allowance and has banned her from doing housework. A man says he's been dubbed the world's best husband. Yes, so she gets her monthly allowance. And not only that, but she does not have to do anything around the house.
Okay, that's nice. Like, what a great life.
He made a promise to himself that he would do everything to keep her happy. Mm-hmm. And that's what he's doing. That's why he has banned her from doing any sort of cleaning. Let me go to Kyle. What's up, Kyle?
Hey, you guys have talked about this before, and
yes,
you know,
we have.
I really think
we have. We talked about how there was, I think, a gentleman that called maybe last week,
yep,
maybe a couple weeks ago, that said that he doesn't have his wife do any chores. He does all the chores. He actually makes all the money, majority of the money, and does all the chores, and it has created harmony in his relationship because, you know, happy wife, happy life.
Yeah, I mean, the days of finding a woman that cooks and cleans and is happy to do it is, you know, those days are over. My wife doesn't even have cleaning skills or cooking skills, you know, just none of that. Those used to be a standard thing.
It was a standard issued woman thing that you would get, right? She would have the cooking skills and cleaning skills, right? It's like you knew your standard issue woman that she had those. Because it was
passed
down.
Basic skills.
Yeah, it was passed down from, and, you know, that you, but again, to in women's defense, back then, you had the standard issue dude that could fix stuff around the house,
right? Slap you around,
right? Well, I don't know, but yeah, maybe like spanking stuff. You know,
yeah.
I wasn't gonna get into that, but I'm just saying, like a you know standard issue dude, you know, he could do some stuff. I don't know if a lot of guys know how to do stuff either.
I feel like more guys know how to do stuff around the house than women know how to cook and clean, though.
That's debatable.
I don't know, but. You know, you're lucky if you can find a woman who can fry an egg these days. You know, it used to be a standard thing, and it's just like you can't even say anything anymore. You're dealing with a lot. You know, I'm making more money than my wife. You're dealing with a lot, and you still have to come home and like, you know, cook and clean, and you can't expect her to provide any of those things or she'll get upset. You know, it's basically if you want to keep the marriage, you know, you don't want to get a divorce, you keep quiet.
All right, so you have to fold.
Yeah, that's the way it's become because she's the center of the story. You know, she's the main character now.
Oh, the main character syndrome. You feel that in your marriage that your wife exhibits behavior where she feels that she's the main character of your marital story.
Absolutely. And, you know, if you make her feel some type of way, you know, she'll leave you in a second, period. I gave up fighting with my wife about cooking and cleaning and just submitted because, I don't want to get a divorce. She doesn't do any of that stuff.
Let's go to Jennifer. What's up, Jennifer? What you got for us?
It's 2024. I think that guy is cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs if he thinks that he should have to do less work than a woman. If she has a job.
Typical woman who can't listen, okay? Did I say that I do less work?
Oh, well, that says it all.
Yeah, I mean, that does. That was
so condescending to a woman.
Yeah, that was a little condescending, Kyle.
Well, you're kind of being condescending to him.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, you know, you do point out that, yeah, maybe you did attack him first, but I'm here for this. So go ahead, battle it out.
No. I mean, the fact that you speak to a woman like that at all is crazy to me, and I think it's very condescending and arrogant of you to assume that your significant other should be providing you with meals and housework and taking care of the kids while also expecting her to have a full-time job. Like, it should be 100%, 100%.
He also wants very good booty, too. He said the booty's kind of meh.
Well, like, you didn't hit that before you put a ring on it, buddy? Like, then that's your own fault.
I got her set on that one.
Yeah.
That's your whole argument. Like, oh, it's
I know.
My fault.
You know, I don't take that because it's like you know, you get married and you hope that maybe the booty will get better, you know?
Yeah. Once
yeah.
That's
just like everybody's
you know, like, hey,
saying,
maybe
I
don't just should put in more effort.
Her.
Now we're married. You know, maybe it's going to be better booty. I don't know. Maybe some dudes hold out
for
that.
No, then you shouldn't have gotten married. You're supposed to know those things before. Like when you make a commitment.
No. Actually, you're supposed to wait till marriage, ma'am.
Yeah.
That's the message we like to send
on
this
I'm
show.
I'm saying when you make that commitment, you're not supposed to walk away because, I assumed things would get better. You know what I mean?
Yeah, marriage doesn't fix anything. Those problems were there before they got married.
That's my point.
Yeah, that is a very good point.
So you have nothing to say. You're just going to embrace, like, you know, the crappy quality of women and just blame it on men for marrying them. You're not going to say anything about them not pulling their own weight, not learning how to cook and clean. I mean, where are the traditional values? You know,
those were flushed down the toilet, sir, in the last 4 years.
Yeah. Yep.